One of the great things about novels is that they can take you anywhere, including to worlds that do not exist. Librarian Nancy Pearl says that's the great thing about a new book she could not put down.
The City in the City by China Mieville. China Mieville, to science fiction fans, he's a very well-known writer, just a brilliant, brilliant man. I had the great pleasure of interviewing him about this book, The City and the City. And the interesting thing was that when I told him what my interpretation of the book was, he said, no, absolutely not. So here is the story of The City and the City. The City and the City are, if you can wrap your mind around this, because it's difficult to do so, are two cities who exist in exactly the same space. They have different languages, different government, different economic systems, different currency. You, growing up in one of those two cities, are not allowed to see the people in the other city, even though they are walking right by your window, or you bump into them on the street. Children learn to unsee. And if you do see, that's known as breaching, and that is what we would perhaps call a felony. And the breach, which is the kind of overlord of both cities, comes down very hard on those who breach. So I am reading this in my usual way as a metaphor for perhaps the Middle East or Sarajevo. I'm reading it with a very political bent to it. And what China said was, this is a mystery. This is a murder mystery, period. So a young woman is murdered in one of the two cities, and it turns out that perhaps the murderer comes from the other city. So a detective named Borlu, who comes from the poorer, less flashy of the two cities, is sent. And you need a passport. You need to pass through a government building to get permission to go to the other city. So this is not a simple murder to solve.
So essentially what you're telling me is that The City and the City is a science fiction murder mystery.
Well, I'm telling you it's a murder mystery. I think it's, I don't know if it's science fiction, but I think probably it's beyond most of our abilities to conjure that exact, the way he set it up. Because in parts of the cities, there is cross-hatching, which belong to both cities.
Nancy, you said that you had this interpretation that you laid on this when you were reading it. And it feels like as a reader, aren't we allowed to interpret something any way we want?
Oh, I'm sure. I think what he was saying was that he did not have a political aspect in mind. Now, I loved interviewing him, and his books are just fabulous, fabulous books. But I have trouble believing, if you will, that there is no political agenda behind this or acknowledgement of political realities.
And part of the reason that I'm thinking that is that some of the best speculative fiction, I'll use that title rather than science fiction, does involve parallel worlds. And maybe you aren't so cut off as the two cities are in The City and the City, but it's always about sort of oppositional kinds of things, haves and haves nots, worlds where, you know, parallel planets.
Right.
I mean, there's so much written.
Yeah, I think what I was struck by, and there's a lot of this kind of, a lot of speculative fiction makes you think about important ideas. And I think that one of the things that I was struck by when I was reading this was how much unseeing we do in our own society, and how things would change if we saw. And if we could see, and if we taught our children to see. So all of those things came to mind. Now, it's a book that makes wonderful reading. I did it in my book club. There were people who loved it. There were people who couldn't get through get through it. They couldn't, that whole notion of two cities topographically identical, yet totally different, that was a little too much for them. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
The book is called The City and the City, and the and is an ampersand, not a word. The City, ampersand, the City by China Mieville, Mieville. It sounds original and intriguing.
All of his books are original and intriguing.
And if you're intrigued, you can find more of Nancy Pearl's book recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Pearl. Nancy's a regular Tuesday guest on The Record. She spoke with Marcy Silman.